Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, July 20th, and we are coming off of a weekend that finally felt like summertime. Got weekend meteorologist with me, Joseph Dames. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. We hit 90s. We hit the lower 90s on Sunday, so it did feel like summer.
Yeah, it was hot around the Portland metro area. I actually went out to the Sandy River, completely packed with people. Could not find parking. I saw the sheriff giving tickets left and right to cars that were parked illegally on the sides of the roads. It was hard to drive by without people, you know, grasping onto their big floaties. It was quite the sight. Very summery in Portland this weekend.
We had some video of people out in the Clackamas River. I mean, it seemed like, you know, if it hits 90, everyone's flocking to the water somewhere trying to cool down. It's still pretty cold, too.
It was cold. I was just able to stick my feet in for, you know, 30 seconds before I was, you know, I had enough. But there are people that were sitting in their floaties. There are people floating the river and little kids just playing right on the sandies. So I think, you know, that is a good option in terms of water temperatures. It is fairly safe at that section of the sandy. So,
yeah, it kind of depends on where you're at. I was looking at some of the river temperatures, and it kind of varied from, like, 62 degrees to all the way up to, like, 68. So if you get that little 68 pool area, that should feel a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not bad. Well, yeah, 90 on Sunday, and even Saturday was a little warm. Do you remember what we hit on Saturday in Portland?
85 degrees we hit on Saturday. And on Sunday, I think I had 86 or 87. I thought it was going to be just a few degrees warmer, and we soared to 90. So I was like, all right. All the weather models had high temperature about 85 degrees on Sunday, and we made a little push to the 90s, so I definitely underplayed the heat on Sunday just a little bit. But today we'll get it right. At least
we will.
I hope.
Well, it's like now we know it was almost, you know, an entirely clear day. We saw blue skies all day on Sunday, so that sun is just so strong. And we're kind of in that same pattern as we head into Monday. We're still under a pretty nice ridge of high pressure. So my forecast, I'm going with 93 degrees on this Monday in Portland, and likely low 90s for the valley.
Yeah.
The coast in the low 70s today. So just some beautiful weather all around due to that ridge. We do see some changes, though. Going into the middle of the week, the ridge starts to break down. We get that upper level trough of low pressure that just kind of swings in, and it tries to bring a couple of disturbances back through Portland, but it doesn't look like we'll see much rain, at least in the valley. I do think the coast may get hit with that marine drizzle and a gloomier start, likely a little bit of fog, but that seems to be pretty normal for summertime weather at the coast.
Yeah, we're always looking to cool down on the coast, and then if they're warming up, they're coming our direction. But we were talking, you know, right before this, that it doesn't seem likely that we'll see much rain maybe through the remainder of the month.
Yeah. You know, you kind of see those extended models. The GFS is a good one that goes up to about, you know, 10 days out, even maybe a little more. I haven't actually kept track of the exact number of days that it can go out to, but it's a pretty good number of days. And we aren't really seeing any type of rainy pattern setting up through the rest of July. So there's a chance that we do stay dry. And our totals so far this month are only at 500s, and we were kind of looking at some of the rain stats, and it was interesting what we saw.
Yeah, there's been some years in July where but 1967, we had no measurable rain, and then we've had multiple years, the latest in 2017, where we just had a trace of rain. So it's not going to go down as the driest July on record, but it's close, and it just seems like our July month is pretty dry usually.
And it's interesting to look at the climate normals. I believe the normal amount of rainfall for a July in this climate period is 0.65 inches, so close to about a half an inch of rain. And, you know, like when these patterns set up and we stay so dry, we just get these big blocking ridges of high pressure. We don't allow for any rain. So I'm curious how that climate was averaged and like the years that we did see an inch of rain or a little more, or it was just a very soggy July. You know, like what happened? Were they just, you know, a number of thunderstorms that in one day or a couple days in that July, we just dropped rain over Portland?
Right.
Or did a sneaky system actually bring some moisture in and, you know, bring a cooler stretch of days with widespread rain? And then that was just averaged over years that we saw no rain so that our climate normals gave us close to a half an inch. So it is kind of interesting to see what is actually normal, because I do feel like this dry of a July, although we are below normal technically, it still feels pretty normal.
It feels normal. Yeah, I would almost bet, too, that it's early July, you know, with the kind of the talk around the areas, you know, summer starts, you know, July 4th or the day after. So maybe some of these early July days tend to see some June gloom kind of carrying over, which is what we had this year. We just didn't have the rain paired with it. We had the cooler conditions in the clouds. We just didn't see any measurable rain with it. But, yeah, it's definitely interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think our measurable rain this month so far did come in the first 5 days of the month.
Yeah, pretty
much. So you're pretty spot on.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And to kind of like piggyback off of the conversation about like the extended models, they get out there pretty far, but it's almost judging the patterns in the summer, you know? Like they don't change very often, like in the fall where you could have round of disturbances, like you get four or five in a week because it's so active in the fall and the winter. But in the summer, we just hit these stagnant blocking highs, like you mentioned, and there's nothing to really change it. So just looking at the pattern, it just doesn't feel like there's going to be any alterations to it. It just seems like it's going to remain pretty dry through the next, you know, week to 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I think this week finally feels like summer. You know, for the folks who were waiting for the 80s, even a couple days in the 90s, this is our week. So, you know, this Monday getting real hot again, low 90s. Come Tuesday, a little bit cooler, still saying the upper 80s.
Yeah.
With 88 degrees in Portland for Tuesday. And then midweek, we do start to see a weak disturbance wanting to kind of drop into Oregon. And really what that'll do in Portland is just cool us down a little bit. So, you know, stronger westerly winds.
Yeah.
Even some clouds kind of seeping through the Columbia River Gap and bringing us cooler temperatures in the afternoon. So upper 70s to the low 80s, I'm saying, for Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, that's a good forecast. It's pretty close to where we should be. I think our high is about 82 degrees or somewhere around there now. So I think that will probably put us right there. It'll feel good to have some clouds in the morning and some cooler temperatures in the afternoon. Once we start hitting like 3 or 4 days of like upper 80s and 90s, it just really makes things tough to cool down. So it'll be nice.
I do love the morning sunrises when we get, you know, completely clear skies and some heat. I almost feel like the heat just makes the sunrise even better.
Yeah. We did have
we
did have a little bit of smoke this weekend that was, I think, moving up from areas of California, and then some local wildfires. So we had some beautiful sunsets. So I do expect some great color going on, probably for the sunrise too.
Yeah. And to talk about some wildfires, we don't have any that are really nearby Portland or the Valley. They're mostly in Central Oregon right now. Like there's one in Lapine. I think it's the Roseland fire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question. I was going with Roseland fire, but it could be Roseland too. I'm not familiar with that. I think it's just one of the local roads there and that's a ways out. So I'm not completely familiar with it, but
it's out in Central Oregon though. And the fire is close to 400 acres. And as of Monday in the morning, it was about 30% contained.
Right.
But, you know, I was thinking about all of the hard work that firefighters actually put into extinguishing a fire. You know, as just a normal person who works in Portland and does not do any fire suppression, like these firefighters are going out in these hot temperatures and like manually digging holes to extinguish these fires and to set up fire lines to block the fire from spreading. It's just, it kind of is mind blowing in a way that there are actually people who have to go out and hike miles. They have to carry their own water.
Yeah.
And literally do manual work, digging and chopping down trees and taking out brush. It's just wild to think, as you know, a person who gets to enjoy going outside and going hiking for fun or sitting at the beach, that there's people really working hard out there. So it's, I think it's good for all of us to kind of do our part and to try not start fires. You know, be smart when you're camping out there, when you're even just driving through Central Oregon, to not throw a cigarette butt out the window, or if you're dragging a boat, that can be a good way to start fires too.
Yeah, tough job, indeed. A lot of hours. I think you really have to want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I think about just some of the labor that I have to do in my own, like, yard, just like, you know, any for like a garden, or just I was wheelbarrowing some, you know, pea gravel the other day, and I had to do like 10, 12 runs, and I'm like, oh man, this took me half an hour. But thinking about having to dig trenches and controlling a wildfire for hours on end is way more difficult. So
yeah,
thanks to all the people out there that do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we head towards the weekend, it's also my birthday on Sunday, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Right around the corner, really? Sunday?
Right around the corner. The big 2-8, for anyone who's asking.
Yeah. You share a birthday with someone else, too.
I do. It's pretty incredible. So Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach and I have the same birthday. It's just mind-blowing how that happened.
Yeah.
You know, they hired me because I had the same birthday as Natasha.
It's a requirement.
You're right. We need a birthday on July 26th to match our chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool to have the same birthday.
Yeah.
You don't really share birthdays with many people, so to have it be someone, you know, that you look up to and you work with is really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you now, yeah, you're probably not gonna see any rain for your birthday, so
you're welcome. Yeah. We'd love to see the forecast. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't even know it now, but I'm pretty sure there's not gonna be rain, so
yeah. Well, I mean, if we want to talk about the weekend, it does look pretty good. So after the brief cool down, maybe a few more clouds through Wednesday and Thursday, and I still think we'll see plenty of afternoon sunshine too for both those days. So they'll be nicer. And when we also say cooler weather, we're still talking the upper 70s, low 80s.
Yeah,
so
really
this
relative.
Whole week stays. Yeah, this whole week stays real nice. And then come Friday, we start to bump up the temperatures into the low to mid 80s. And then the weekend, I've got low to mid 80s as well, with just, you know, a little bit more stronger sunshine. So really the whole forecast looks pretty great as we head our way towards the weekend and Sunday.
Yeah, if we just get away with lower 90s for our hottest days, that's pretty good. And, so, you know, we had a graphic earlier in the month that showed like our average high or average temperature for the month of July, and it was like 71 or something like that for the first like 10 days or something. I think that this week and probably the end of the month will help bring our temperature up to probably, you know, at least the upper 70s to 80 degrees, probably a little bit closer to our normal.
Yeah. Kind of hike up that average a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does feel nice to kind of see that sunshine. It feels nice to go lay out in the sun near some sort of river or body of water. It just kind of feels like people are enjoying the weather now. Good time to know that you still should be socially distant. When I was out at the Sandy, it was packed. So just be safe out there and keep your distance from folks who else are sharing the space.
Yep. Do your best. Wear your mask. All the stuff. But it is one of the things that we can still enjoy is just nature and weather. And so I totally understand. People want to be out and enjoy summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy this week and stay cool, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.